latest team news from clubcall.com.
Well, welcome along to today's busy Manchester United bulletin. We'll have team news for this weekend's clash with Cardiff in a moment. First off, Manchester United fired Jose Mourinho to stave off a revolt by fed-up players, according to reports. Up to four members of the squad threatened Executive Vice Chairman Ed Woodward they would turn in transfer requests if Mourinho was still in charge during next month's winter window. It's understood that Woodward decided to act as he was generally concerned about some of the Old Trafford Giants' leading names trying to force their way out of the club. Mourinho was axed on Tuesday morning, less than 48 hours after a 3-1 defeat at Liverpool that left United a staggering 19 points adrift of their bitter rivals who topped the Premier League table. The latest revelation is another damning indictment of how bad things have become under the special one. Senior club sources have now told how the atmosphere around the camp has grown so toxic that several players were willing to seek a new club in January. Meanwhile, Manchester United's new boss, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, says he would love to remain manager in a permanent basis, but has not discussed taking the job as yet on a permanent basis. He's been employed until the end of the season. The 45-year-old is contracted to return to his role as manager of Norwegian club Molde next summer. He said, "I understand there's so many managers that would love to manage Manchester United. I am one of them, but it's not something we have talked about." Finally today, a bit of team news ahead of the weekend clash at Cardiff. Anthony Martial was only fit enough to start on the bench against Liverpool, but should return against Cardiff. Romelu Lukaku will reportedly miss United's next two matches because of compassionate leave. Victor Lindelof was a surprise starter against Liverpool. Luke Shaw was pictured back in training and could return at left back.